On the line now, I have Joanne Lindsay Martin from the Peter McFerry Trust. Good afternoon, Joanne. How are you?
Oh, good afternoon. No, very well. Thanks.
Not too bad at all. Not too bad at all. That's an accent you have there. Where are you from?
from Scotland.
Oh, which part?
Edinburgh.
Really? I've never been there. I was in Glasgow, all right. But I've never been to Edinburgh. Must make it, I believe it's beautiful up there.
Oh, it is. It is.
Do you get home often?
Not as much as I should, probably, no. Okay. You'd think we'd get home more. It's not that far, but, there's always something else on.
Well, here's an idea for you now. Get involved. I don't know if you do the fundraising for the trust, do you?
I do, yes.
Okay, well, there you are. You have the answer in your hands. Just have you're doing a canal walk coming up soon, so do a walk.
Ben Davis or something, isn't it?
To Edinburgh, yeah. See, it's beautiful, but it's beautiful countryside over there. It's absolutely gorgeous.
It is.
Okay, just to give out the contact, people should contact fundraising at PMV. Trust.ie, or you can telephone 823-0776. We'll give out those numbers again later on in the show. Joanne, now tell us about the long walk home, because how many years are going now?
Yeah, this is actually just the second year of it, Noel. I think I was talking to you before we did it last year for the first time, so it was a bit of an unknown.
Yes, yeah.
And we were sort of quite excited about it. We did it for the first time last year. We were very thorough, and we walked every single step from Shannon Harbour back into Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite an epic journey.
It certainly was.
It was really long. We did it over 4 days over the May bank holiday. And I have to say, we had a lovely group. We had about 20 people walking, and it was tough. We were all surprised how tough it was, because we would do sort of overseas treks. I think you might have been talking to Paula about some of our overseas treks.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah. And I think we were kind of lulled into a false sense of security, thinking, it's in Ireland and it's flat, so it'll be a dawdle.
Yeah, no.
And it was nothing, it was actually really quite hard. So, I have to say, we had a fantastic group. Everybody were just absolute troopers. We had a brilliant time. It really is a beautiful part of the country. It's stuff that you would never see normally. We saw eagles outside Dangan. Just amazing, saw lots of wildlife. And I have to say as well, all along the route, the people from County Offaly, County Kildare, County Meath, people came out and supported us and just wished us well, came out, that we're doing it to raise money for young people experiencing homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And we are based in Dublin, and we were sort of taking our walk out into the regions, and we just got fantastic support all along the route. Like I say, it was a hard walk, and it was just really heartwarming. People coming out of their houses. There was a lovely couple just outside Edenderry. They had a house on the side of the canal, and we were walking down the canal. There was this sign hammered in, and it said, Peter McFerry Trust Walkers, 5 minutes to tea break.
Really?
And we went round the corner, and they had set up...
That's great.
It was beautiful. They set up trestle tables outside their house, and had been baking and making homemade soup.
And I have to say, the great thing, hopefully the forecasters are right. I know they can't predict too far ahead, but I think the weather's going to be particularly good once March is over.
I think so. I mean, usually in May, I don't want to jinx it by saying that,
But I mean, we can't be lucky we can't be that unlucky so many years in a row. But
hopefully it's not so.
We're talking about Scotland there earlier on. I mean, I could say the same thing about Ireland. There's some wonderful sights. A lot of people in urban areas, especially in Dublin, have never seen the thatched cottage, have never been down around some of the areas that you mentioned in the long walk, the Bog of Allen and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's amazing. They've got all this sort of the small gauge railways going across it, that they would bring the peat out to the canal, to put onto the barge and stuff. And there's all the old barge boats and things and salons, it's really pretty. So it really is, it's a very different walk, and the terrain changes as you're going along. There's sort of grassy bits and rocky bits, and the scenery, it was really fantastic. Last year we were very lucky, the weather was beautiful.
And of course, if people get involved in this, as I said, we contact fundraising at pmvtrust.ie or telephone 823-0776. They will be advised on how they can prepare for this.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we would say, because it was very hard last year, and like I say, we walked every single step of the way, where we've kind of revised that, and we will be walking from Shannon Harbour, starting on Shannon Harbour on the Friday morning. we've reduced it to around about 20 kilometres each day.
Okay.
There's some longer days, 22, 23 kilometres. But it's still a fair old walk, and we're doing it 4 days in a row, so it's still quite challenging. Mm-hmm. People would need to have... I mean, always with these trips, people have all different levels of fitness and, you know, some people walk all the time, some people walk once a month, that kind of thing. So, you know, we would be sort of recommending people... I mean, everybody can walk, that's fine. But, you know, it's definitely would be in your interest to do a little bit of kind of stamina training.
But you're not going to be behind him with a whip now, Joanne. Sure you're not.
I'm behind on my hands and knees. No, I'm the least fit out the whole bunch. Or in the support vehicle sometimes, you know.
Yes, yeah. No, it's absolutely great. As I say, I mean, people in Dublin immediately when I saw it and met the canals, I was reading through it and the canals was mentioned. I mean, the walk up the canals even on, here on the south side going to Bagot Street. Yeah. Up for towards Renala and all that.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful walk. It's an absolute beautiful walk.
Yeah.
So you can imagine where it'd be even more down the country.
It is. I mean, it's, you know, it's so tranquil when you're out. You know, when you get Shannon Harbour and you're walking back in, it's so peaceful and tranquil. And like I say, you see wildlife. And, you know, it's just, it's very, I mean, I should have printed it off. I had a nice quote from one of the guys that did the walk with us last year. But, I mean, he you know, it just... Give your head space.
Therapeutic.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm. Just fantastic. He's, I tell you what, this is a little bit of his quote. Much more than arriving at a destination, highly recommended for body and soul.
Okay.
But, you know, just a nice group of people, beautiful scenery. We're staying in nice hotels every night, so although you've got your hard walk, you get a nice bit of pampering in the evenings. You can have a meal and, you know, have a nice bed and use soak in the pool if you want to.
I'd say it's a great way of meeting people as well. I mean,
yeah.
In a group like that, when you meet a lot of them, I imagine meeting for the first time, and you take 4 days to get to know each other. And I'd say there's some great friendships forged out of it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, like I say, because it was quite hard last year, I think adversity definitely brings people together.
Mm-hmm.
So we had such a fantastic group. The spirits were really high. Everybody was helping each other out. The crack, you know, everybody was having a laugh the whole time. It was really great. Mm-hmm. We actually did a wee reunion walk about a month ago. We went up to Hoe's Head and walked down there. So,
my favourite spot.
Yeah, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So that was nice. We had all kinds of weather that day as well. It started off sunny and then we had a big snowstorm in the middle of it.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really weird.
That must have been Monday week, was it?
No, it was about a month ago, actually. It was
a month ago,
actually. Yeah, right at the top of Hoe's Head, we got snow, so...
Yeah, it's pretty unguarded. If you're caught out up there, you're really caught out. There's nowhere to run.
I mean, the views are fantastic. It really is nice up there. So, you know, we met up again for that, and well, I just had a phone call yesterday. One of the ladies that came with us last year is coming back again this year, so...
It's great.
Yeah.
I'll probably bring you some friends with her as well. Okay, I'll let you make the pitch this time. But before you do, I just want to ask you, I see some photographs here. Are they up on the website as well?
Is it on the poster?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're up on the website as well.
Some of our walkers. One of the things that we're doing this year to make it a little bit different, like I say, we're kind of shortening the walking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, 20 kilometres a day.
Still a lot, yeah.
So that's a couple of marathons over 4 days.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
So, you know, we'd, you know, come along and enjoy it, but do bring, you know, good footwear and do a little bit of training beforehand. We have a support vehicle, Noel, so people don't have to carry their stuff.
Okay.
We would bring the bags by bus. You know,
so all you have to do is concentrate is on walking and talking.
Don't fall in the canal.
Okay, so if people are interested, what should they do? I'll let you give out the details this time.
Okay, thanks, Noel. Well, listen, it's a long walk home. It's the Grand Canal Challenge, walking 80 kilometres from Shannon Harbour back into Dublin. It's to raise money for Peter McVerry Trust's work with young homeless people. It's going to be on bank holiday weekend. That's Friday the 3rd of May until Monday the 6th of May.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking people to sign up a deposit of €250 and then to do fundraising after that. The fundraising would be €750.
Okay.
And if they are interested at all, please have a look on our website, which is pmvtrust.ie,
mm-hmm.
or send us an email in, fundraising@pmvtrust.ie, or give us a phone on 01823 0776.
Okay, I'm sure this time it's going to be just as successful and it'll be running for many years to come. So,
oh, I hope so, yeah.
You're going to be able to pick people up and run around. You'll be so fit after a few years, John.
I tell you what, I better get out there. I tell you what, no, I haven't done anything since last year.
And you'll be running up and down Hoth Hill after this one, there's no doubt about
it. I mean, something we're going to do now, as I forgot to mention, is we are actually, because we are walking along the canal for the 4 days and we're seeing all these lovely canal boats, at the end of the walk, we're actually going to have a little trip on a barge just from Portobello down towards Grand Canal Basin. So that's a wee sort of additional special thing.
I'd nearly be tempted to go myself just for that. It sounds terrific.
Yeah.
Now, the barge, you know, I'd always said to myself, I'd love to get on one of those barges.
I know, it looks great.
Time, yeah. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Joanne, and have a good time. And I'm sure, as I say, it's going to be successful. I hope to talk to you again in the future.
Well, thanks for your help with it as well.